season. Guy encouraged travelers to book their tickets in advance to secure their seats and enjoy a smooth travel experience. Moving on to the second news. The Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform has expressed support for the strengthening of the National Police Commission. This initiative aims to enhance Kompolnas' role in providing guidance and oversight for the policies of the Indonesian National Police. The Minister emphasized that effective collaboration between Kompolnas and Polri is crucial for improving public trust and accountability in law enforcement. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, for listener and RRNet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And so in this beautiful day of Saturday, especially at the second time of the weekend, we are going through almost halfway past the first month of this new year, with much rain pouring down here in Jakarta, Indonesia, reminding us that it is a fresh start to our year. And of course, you can watch our broadcast through our online streaming at voanews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for listener and RRNet viewer, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Reza Artamevia with the title Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas, or The One That Cannot Be Let Go.
Kusimpan masa demi masa, tak mudah untuk terlupa saat kau masih di sisi, hingga saat kau dengannya itu yang tak bisa lepas. Percayalah, hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku. Aku pun tak mengerti, oh, satu yang tak bisa lepas. Bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lama ini menyentuhkan.
Once upon a time, the angels took rest here. In the legend of Tutumenten, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young pony. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated 2 worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels speak, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Torres Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Thank you. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true home.
Today, I'll tell you stories you've never heard. Find the bridge to my world. The being of life.
today's Diplomatic Corner highlights, Indonesian Embassy in Brunei holds Wonderful Indonesia Expo 2025. The Indonesian Embassy in Brunei Darussalam held Wonderful Indonesia Expo 2025 at the 30th Consumer Fair, which presents a variety of superior products, including food and beverages, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, fashion, leather products, handicrafts, and floating buildings. Indonesian Ambassador to Brunei Darussalam, Ahmad Ubaidillah, officially opened the product exhibition located at the International Convention Center, Bandar Sri Begawan, on Wednesday. A press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Sri Begawan in Jakarta on Wednesday mentioned that the opening ceremony was attended by representatives of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Association of Indonesian Communities in Brunei, Indonesian Chef Association, and Indonesian Muslima Entrepreneurs Association. Wonderful Indonesia Expo 2025 presented 22 exhibitors from Indonesia, which occupied 10 booths in the plenary hall and 12 booths in the international zone. According to the Indonesian Embassy, the volume of bilateral trade between Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam from 2018 to 2022 continued to show an increase from $133.7 million to $897.3 million, or around 2.1 trillion rupiah to 14.6 trillion rupiah. The figure had decreased in 2023, but in 2024, trade again showed a positive trend, with the value of trade until November 2024 reaching $629 million, or around 10.2 trillion rupiah. The amount increased 40% compared to the previous year. And that's Diplomatic Order.
Karena aku terhenti padamu, ku berharap. di hatinya, walau sedikit saja.
Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago, extremely rich sea life, adorned with emeralds of islands, sprawling protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting, where Makarero greets guests, an amazing sea adventure, the best of fish, and travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful.
ucapkan segala yang terpendam dan kau bisikan nada cinta semakin indah dunia membuka mata hati. Getar-getar cinta semakin dalam ku rasa bagai sebuah simfoni dalam jiwa.
About the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make Tari Topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar Village, Gempol District, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we saw that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is...
Thank you so much for listener and RR in Envier for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok, @VOI_official. We also have our email address, @voinews.com. ID and WhatsApp number in +62 8212381213 0. Thank you so much for your listener and viewer. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, for the next hours of Indonesia Today.
Not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topeng Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, Tari Topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo, Neng, belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I said it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacirebonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists.
The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Adrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Banten Provincial Government, Cikapek Agrotourism can reduce unemployment. Universitas Indonesia expands financial and MSME studies with JPEL Southeast Asia. And now the news in details. The Banten Provincial Government believes that the Cikapek Agrotourism Initiative has the potential to significantly reduce unemployment in the region. This project aims to promote agricultural activities alongside tourism, providing job opportunities for local residents. By enhancing the agrotourism sector, the government hopes to boost the local economy and improve the livelihoods of the community. Moving on to the second news, Universitas Indonesia expanding its research on finance and micro, small and medium enterprises through the collaboration with JPL Southeast Asia. This partnership aims to enhance understanding of the challenges faced by MSMEs and develop effective policy recommendations to support their growth. By leveraging JPL's expertise, UI seeks to contribute to the economic empowerment of MSMEs in Indonesia. And that was Newsline.